Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Past the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn doing What's Cooking. Her father does it on the CRN cable channel. He calls it What's Cooking. I don't like What's Cooking. I want What's Cooking. And that's the difference. Otherwise, the same stuff. conversation about food and what is cooking, what has cooked, or are you cooked? I guess we'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Okay, it's a fact. Men die earlier than women, but have you ever wondered why? Here's the biological science of it. Of course, men are more likely to have accidents, but the resting metabolic rate of males is approximately 5% faster than females. In other words, over the course of a lifetime, a male's biochemical engine is running 1/20th faster than a female's engine. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, men wear out earlier. So for men to live as long or longer than women, it's important for men to take time to rest, to relax, and to try to express some emotion. Take a nap, play with your kids, watch a sad movie, love your spouse. Smelling the coffee earlier in life may just buy you time later on. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
The adventure continues on Good Day with a focus on what you eat. I noticed, Jennifer, that the Whole Foods Market paying $500,000 in fines to the city of New York intended to settle allegations that they overcharge customers. Really? Oh, and is this part of doing business?
Yeah, is this breaking news?
They don't change the prices. They just pay the fine and keep charging these ridiculous prices. And people go in there. I buy most of my stuff at Whole Foods. We've been going in there for years and years and years. I don't know that I pay as much attention. I do, frankly, more and more pay attention to the price because I think it's just usury. I find Trader Joe's to be a better option on most things, not produce necessarily, but I think Trader Joe's is a good place to go. Do you know, I see a case at the Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, against someone who is selling, alleged to have been selling milk that was supposed to be thrown out. The sell-by dates had been fiddled with.
I don't look at it at the store, but then I get home and I'm like, oh, man, I need to start looking at the store a little more.
Yeah.
You know, I think they do the sell-by dates a little earlier than they need to, so I always check.
Right, so it won't
go bad. One of the things I check, you can always smell stuff. And then for stuff like eggs, you can put it in water, and if the eggs float, they're still good.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow, yeah. What a great tip.
If they sink to the bottom, that means the gas is gone and they've turned. So
if eggs float in water when they're cooked.
Put them either, no, not when they're cooked. You take a raw egg and you take it, just drop, don't drop the, I mean, keep it in the shell. You just take the egg in the shell and you put it in a glass or a bowl of water. And if it floats, it's still good. If it sinks, you want to get rid of it.
Jeepers, that's really good to know. How about that,
folks? I know. That's why I'm here for you, Dougie.
That is. Nestle, which is the biggest food company on the planet, announcing it will use cage-free eggs, speaking of eggs, and only cage-free eggs by the year 2020. They don't use them now in many of its brands like Häagen-Dazs and Toll House Cookies and Stouffer's and that. So in 5 years, they will completely change the way it sources their eggs. 20 million dozen of eggs a year. That's a lot of eggs. You got to wonder what's going on at some of the other fast food places. I think they supply stuff to Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and places like that. So cage-free eggs, if that's a trend, I can get behind that. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I'm with that for sure.
All right, what else is cooking?
All right, so there's a story out today about some of the world, the country's oldest food and alcohol providers. Any guesses as to who is on this list?
The oldest Seagram's?
That's a good guess. Baker's Chocolate is the oldest company in America. It was founded back in 1764. And they produce chocolate that is still being used today. You've seen it. You use it in your chocolate chip cookies. Baker's Semi-Sweet Chocolate Morsels, one of the older companies in the country. The Laird & Company, founded in 1780 as a distillery. You have King Arthur's Flour still being used today from 1790. Wow. And then the alcohol, as you mentioned, Jim Beam. Founded in 1795. That's a big one. And this one surprised me. Number five on the list, founded in 1868, Tabasco.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Is that a brand name? Is it Tabasco?
Yeah,
is that
what Tabasco brand pepper sauce. Wow,
you're full of all kinds of great
information. I know, right? Who
the
knew?
Eggs and that
country's oldest food and beverage producers. There
Thank
you have
you.
It.
Very good stories. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for her. What's cooking on Good Day?
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.